think we're holding Pei's Kuf Sadi Hei in the Rav. Kuf Sadi Hei, right? Does that sound right?
We didn't finish Tasks Aisaracha? Or maybe not?
No, we're in this last paragraph.
Really?
I don't know. I don't remember anymore.
No, we're not. Lam Yisrael nitin menucha b'matanah. The Shabbos ain't a mitzvah b'vad. Al matanah shabari yisbrok nosim nesef nefesh kolodim yisrael kemar la'atzim. So above and beyond being a mitzvah, this concept of Shabbos is the concept that we have before, that the Yushoyim is hashkeit lo yuchal. They cannot rest. Right? That they cannot have the concept of the state of being where their parts are b'menucha. Kleist was given a matana called Shabbos, which is the aside of the concept of menucha. I'll give you a matana. The purpose of matana is to create a friendship. So I should not give it anonymously. I have to inform you. So what's the source for that? The idea of Ani Hashem Mekadishkem. So I want them to know that I'm giving them this unique present called Shabbos. So it's not enough just to give it, they have to understand what they're getting. Shabbos he mitzias rufnis. We received a present from Hashem's treasure storehouse called Shabbos. They don't have, the merchants do not build into their neshama the mechanism which allows them to connect to such a concept. Shabbos Menucha Shabbos, he miles nafshis. Shekas Baruch Hu nit nosa lecholecha miyisur. Ulday nit the lono Shabbos b'matzah. The hoyer biyachotein al dishmer af Shabbos achat kilchus. So the true ability to be shomer Shabbos properly, having not been given this preparation for it, it would be impossible. We have tremendous, stormy strength and feelings inside of ourselves. You have burning desires. So to be able to have true menucha is beyond the human being. Rock mountains of Lakimi, Achana Nafshis, the Kriyas Menucha of Kurdish, Nisham Yusei. And that's the Batala Kurdish Baruch gave us, which we refer to as Nisham Yusei. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Nisham Yusei, Nisham Kurdish Baruch, Lavadam, Rabbi Shabbos, Mr. Shabbos, not Mr. Menu Shimmer, Shabbos, Ayin Nafash, Kimish, Shabbos, Vai of the Nafish. Once it ends, so we, we've lost that extra element of Nafish. Okay, so. There's a morale. The morale says that tefillah is a mini Shabbos. Tefillah is that for three times a day, the person is going to do the exact same thing what Shabbos does. It says he puts his feet together, puts his hands together, he indicates he has no ability to go anywhere, no ability to do anything. He's just totally focused on being with the Baruch. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos HaYom HaShem. Right? But Shabbos HaYom HaShem means a person is sort of able to, as it were, divest himself from his focus on Elam HaZeh. Just like Shimon Esrei, the Rebbe Yonah says that you divest yourself from Tanur Elam HaZeh. You focus on standing in front of Hashem.
Okay, good.
So that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Hayom Hashem. I told you over, I said over a Shmuel, I told you over. Shir Isaac Osman said a story some point during his wanderings during World War II. So I don't know where he was exactly, but he ended up spending a Shabbos in a field. You know, that's where he was. He's going from point A to point B, and Shabbos came, so he spent Shabbos in a field somewhere. So at one point he was davening, and he overheard, as he was davening, he overheard there was two goyim on the road passing by, and they saw him. One of them said, "Let's go and have fun with the Jew, you know, bothering him," whatever that means in English, whatever that would have meant. The other one said, "Leave him alone." And he said, "For him, it's God's talk. It's God's day." So he says, "Shabbos Hayom Hashem." He says, "The boy upketached. You looked at you see you, you see for him it's Pashi living in a different plane. He's living in a plane where it's not a regular day. It's a holy. It's a God. It's God's day. So he's living in a different scene." That was the story he used to say over to explain that the goy could see, you know, that the person is functioning at a different level, right? But the quote which he's saying over here, right, is this Madrega Menuchas Nefesh. The Nefesh is a human being is able to get that all the curses inside of himself are not, as it were, pulling away from each other, right? The marshal which many times we use when we discuss the conflict between the goof and the neshama, the different characters, is the horse and the rider. Rabbi Eppersdorf has in one of his books, I don't remember which one, he uses that analogy. So I can picture it because I remember, I'm from Cleveland, he grew up in Cleveland. So there's a boulevard called Checker Boulevard. Checker Boulevard has, like, it runs east-west, so there's the road running west is north, east is south. In between, there's a median of grass, a very large median of grass, very wide, probably 200 or 300 feet wide. Beautiful park in the middle. Basically runs down the length of the road. The north road and the south road. You have this beautiful, and there's crossroads, you know, crossover. Right. So he lived in that neighborhood, and his parents let him get a horse. It was an old thoroughbred, way past its prime, etc. So he learned how to ride it already. He took it out for. He figured he'll go over to this grassy expanse in between the two sides. It'll take the horse for a run. So the horse sees this beautiful expanse straight ahead of him, just straight grass, quite a distance, and he decides to have deja vu and think he's a young thoroughbred again. He takes off, right? And he's holding on for dear life because it says there's a crossroads, the horse is flying, and there's gross cars going this, and he's going flying. He's just dominating until this thing, will finally get, remember that he's old and not supposed to be running so much, So he says, that's the problem which we have between the neshama and the goof. Officially the neshama is the rider and the goof is the horse. A lot of times the horse is the horse is running freely and the rider is holding on for dear life. Right? So that's the mosh. Right? But sometimes you see a person who is a good rider riding a horse. And it's such a beauty to watch it because it's the synchronization between the rider and the horse is so perfect that it almost looks like one. It functions as one being. Like you can't figure out where the rider ends and the horse starts. Right? That's when it was an edge. That you can create a symmetry between all of the characters and efforts of the human being, the ones, and all of them are getting their just due, and all of them are found to have be focused in the right direction, giving, and then the goof is just working totally with the neshama. Right? All the kachanot which you have are in a state of menucha. Right? That such a thing can exist. So I can come to Shabbos and I eat. And I eat well. And that doesn't detract from Kedusha. Right? How do you do that? Most people, they eat, it detracts from Kedusha. If I'm really in this real state of menucha, there's no conflict between the goof and the neshama. So Shabbos is made in Olam Haba. So in Olam Haba, that's when we come to the purity of that. There's no the goof. It's been purified. It's been processed properly, and now it's totally in sync with the neshama. So it's not that it doesn't do what a goof does. It does what a goof does, but that's in no way detracts from. So I sit there on Shabbos and I have good food that enhances my appreciation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Like, how in the world does physicality enhance ruchnius? You know, you can be an ascetic, then yeah, that's holiness. Right? But Shabbos and Bedafka, not like that, because Shabbos is the matana of Kaisa was given, where you can have a state of manukas and nefesh, where you don't, doesn't have to be confident. And all the karikas are totally aware and totally awake. And in that state of being, so then the karik of Horespondim, I don't feel like I'm this confident inside of myself. I'm partially because I'm not the focus. The very element is the focus. The other human beings are the focus. All the needs of the world are my focus. So what I'm doing is not about me. It's about enhancing this greater reality which exists. So my feel is also part of that. So when I said the job, and I enjoy my bite, you know, right? So that's taka problem. So then it's not that. Then the focus is not the horus ponim and the bria and the kadosh baruch hu and the other people, etc. It's me. But the person who is able to on Shabbos, like, I'm no longer trying to get ahead and control and be. It's not about me anymore. I take myself out of the picture. I'm in a state of rest. It's the Russian's world, and I'm a guest. I'm enjoying being a guest. And I'm enjoying being a guest. So I want to be Mahana back my host, and I want to be Mahana my host's children, and I want to, because Faisal is. So I see the world differently. That's what he's referring to.